Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm on a bit of a bandwagon at the moment. The new Big Brother season is set to start very soon. Big Brother VIP. So they get a heap of celebrities in the house together. Love it or hate Big Brother, they're cashing in on their, you know, celebrities. That's fine. And there's quite a few people that are going in that are, you know, semi-big name in Australia. Jessica Power, she was on MAFS a couple of seasons ago. She's going in. Caitlyn Jenner, now she's rumoured to have actually already been potentially eliminated. So there's rumours she's left Australia forever. But either way, she's on the list of people going in.
It's usually a bit of a stretch.
It is usually a bit of a stretch. But there's one guy on there that just, in my opinion, does not belong. It's Thomas Markle Jr., the brother of Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex. And look, I don't know what he's doing there. His literal claim is that he is the brother of Meghan Markle.
He's the baddest, biggest brother out there.
Yeah, exactly right.
I've actually just got a photo of him up. Not at all what I expected. This is an older, balding gentleman. Doesn't look like her at all.
Yeah, he's cashing in on his sister's fame, that's for sure. So I, you know, I'm going to be thinking, he must feel like the odd one out over there. I have felt like the odd one out before in a situation surrounded by people. I was overseas with my fiancé, Corb, and we were down near the Prime Minister's house on Downing Street. There's a huge crowd of people, and we're like, cool, something's going on. We're going to see the Prime Minister of the UK. And then we proceeded to turn up, stand there for 45 minutes, and realise we were standing in the middle of a protest.
They go pretty hard there. No tear gas, I hope.
No, it wasn't too dramatic. They have, like, police officers over there who are designed to help with protests and things. But, yeah, certainly felt awkward and didn't quite know how to leave the situation at that point.
Oh, because then you're abandoning your cause.
The cause that I didn't really know what it is. Still don't to this day. Keith, when did you feel like the odd one out?
Well, it was all through my childhood because I grew up. My uncle didn't have kids and my aunt had two daughters and I was a kid with my sister. So whenever mum's side of the family got together, I was the only boy. So when they did makeup and all that, I was pretty much just sitting out, not doing anything.
Oh, you didn't join in?
No, I'm thought about it, but then I looked at all the how particular it had to be. It's not for me.
Oh, so you weren't even, because often I know with my younger brother, I just made him the guinea pig. You didn't really have a choice. So no, you actually got out of it.
Well, I was the oldest of the four, so I wasn't going to get roped into that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question, Brooke? Your fiance Corbin, if he knew his way around makeup, let's say he had sisters who taught him this stuff, is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes.
It's a definite yes, isn't it?
It's a definite yes, I think. So you missed out, Keith.
Maybe a missed opportunity.